It's the perfect way to improve your day. Living Well on Light Rock and continuing our focus on women's health during this Mother's Day. And you know, it's been said that men and women communicate so differently that they may actually be from different planets. Learning how our partner sees the world can help us understand how to communicate more effectively and ultimately strengthen our relationship. Here to communicate with us is Tuckerton Relationship Counselor Jerry Hoegler. Jerry, what are some major differences in the ways that men and women communicate?
So women tend to be more relational specialists. So when they talk to maintain and build and strengthen relationships. They tend to be more expressive of their own emotions, and they're more alert to other people's feelings. And they also tend to think out loud to work through their problems. Whereas men are more task specialists. They are typically goal-oriented and focused on achieving status. So they use talk to report information, to give directions, to provide solutions. And often men do their thinking in their own minds before they make some sort of concluding statement out loud. So although both styles of communication have their benefit, the different focuses can lead to some misunderstandings between men and women.
You have 4 tips to help us communicate better with each other. What are they?
So number one, use I statements to talk from your own perspective. I think, I feel, I experience, rather than you this, you that, which will put your partner on the defense. Number two, when you do need to express a frustration with your partner, make it about the behavior, not about their character. So instead of saying you're such a slob, you would say, it really frustrates me when there are dirty spots left on the floor.
Much nicer.
Yeah, much nicer. Much more likely to be heard.
Yes.
Number three is to be an active listener. That means you need to take off your own set of lenses for a little while just to hear what your partner sees, thinks, and what they're saying, and reflect back to them what they are saying so they know they've been heard. And number four, don't forget to say the good stuff out loud. Too often we get caught up on talking only about problems, but we really need to express our appreciation to our partner each and every day.
And that goes for our kids and our friends as well. So really good tips from Jerry Hoegler, who is a relationship counselor in Tuckerton. And you can see more of Jerry's tips on our website at lightrock969.com. Keep it right here for Living Well with Robin Stoloff on Light Rock 96.9 WFPG.